Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Returning to your ear is the American Family Farmer, another edition this week. Doug Steffen here with a gentleman who is president of a grain outfit. I'm going to talk with him in a few minutes about the way to add profit to your farming, to your commodities, what you're growing. Right now, though, the news this week, courtesy of all the research staff, Jay Kirshner and others who are putting together a lot of this stuff, I see it, and I think, okay, yeah, this is something we better bring to the attention of the people who are growing your food, the people on the farm, the families that are connected to the farm. And so one of the number one issues, not only on the farm, but just about everywhere, is artificial intelligence, AI. Has it reached any real significance in your life, day-to-day life? What about the fast food place that now, because of labor shortages, restaurants are turning to AI to take orders for burgers, et cetera, et cetera? So let's fast forward. That's about the customers and what they're getting for the food, but I'm interested in what it's doing to the farm or what it may do. A friend of mine has a dairy farm, quite a successful one. Not only does he milk the cows, he processes and sells his own milk. This is the way I think it ought to be done, frankly. And so he had a problem. His barn collapsed during the winter. So he moved the cows out there at a couple of other different farms as he's rebuilding his barn. And he's spending an extra $125,000 to have a robot. Robots milk the cows. The robots clean the barn. The robot's doing pretty much everything. It's going to go from a three-man staff to a one-person staff, that farm. And when I had lunch with him a couple of weeks ago, I said, how's this all going to work? How do you feel having grown up on the farm, watch your father, your grandfather work, milk the cows, and turning it over to a machine? That just doesn't seem right, but that's where all of this is going, even with a smaller farm. As I said, I think he milks 175 cows and has half of them are organic, the other half are traditional, and he sells every drop of milk that he makes in his store. And this is, as I said, the way to do it as far as I'm concerned, as long as you can find a market for it. Tough for people in the middle of nowhere milking cows to do it this way. But if you're in an area where there's good population, you can sell your milk, sell your produce, sell whatever it is that's on the farm. But then back to AI and what it really is going to, what's it going to be like? I find it hard. Maybe it's my romancing, we should do a movie, Romancing the Farm. I think there's a lot of romance. It's a lot of work, and maybe this takes a lot of work. Or maybe this saves the smaller and medium-sized family farm. Not sure. As long as we're talking about dairy, it's June, and that's Dairy Month. The whole business about the 2023 Farm Bill and dairy farmers seeking reform. Later on in this hour, I'm going to have some very poignant thoughts in my opinion portion of the program as to what we ought to be doing and thinking about when it comes to the silliness of the government and its involvement in what you can make if you're a dairy farmer. There is some insight that has come about this week as a result of several different groups getting together to report to the government on agritourism. Do you do agritourism on your farm? I do it on my farm, and it's, you know, one of the reasons for being, frankly. The animals raising the Jersey replacement heifers that I do every once in a while, there's a whole scene that shows up in there. But I'm about the business of having people learn what it's like to be a dairy farmer, what it's like to raise cows, what it's like to have this land and to try to cherish it and protect it in an area, at least in my case, where there's huge pressure against me trying people that'll value the land at hundreds of thousands of dollars an acre so they can put up houses on it. I just don't want to do that. But now, for the offering of agritourism and the activities, I find that it helps sell products. And that's why a lot of people have this agritourism. They have it because it's designed to help people learn about your farm. It's also designed to help you sell the things that you produce on your farm. So if anything, I think this agritourism insight that we see from the facts that we're, they surveyed 6,000 farms for this. And of that group, 1,900 offered agritourism connected to direct sales of their products. And then the rest of them, more than often is the case where they will sell direct to consumers, or the consumer recognizes the name of the farm when they go to the retail store to buy. The majority of the people that are coming for agritourism in the last 10 years have been from 55 to 64 years old, which I find hard to believe given my farm and who comes to visit my farm. Most of the people are families. Most of them have children. Most of them are young children. Yes, the older folks do come, but not as, well, maybe it's just because of the area that I'm in. It certainly is not the number one, the 55 to 64-year-olds not number one on my farm, but that seems to be the case. So agritourism, though, in my mind, ought to be something that appeals and is used by people of all ages and encouraged by the farmer. Get the people from all, I mean, you want to get the repeat customers, and the younger the customers, the more they're likely to repeat the visit to your farm and buying your products. All right, moving along, we'll talk about food labels in a moment here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your weight. It's summertime, and you want to look your best. Well, we're all working harder, so perhaps we're losing weight. At this time of year, you can lose it a little bit easier than you can if you're working hard than what happens during the wintertime. And so the secret to Calitrin's success is that it helps support you not only losing the weight, but keeping it off. So you can lose weight during the summer, and then you pack it back on in the wintertime. Well, you won't do that if you're using Calitrin. Calitrin doesn't require any special diets, doesn't require you to use any other products. You'll love that Calitrin has a, they have people that are standing by when you go online to the website, toploss.com. You can connect with somebody who will be your counselor. You can talk to him or her on the phone. You can correspond with them on social media. But anytime you have questions, you can feel free to email these people your personal connection to losing weight the safe way. Here's the story of a lady who lost 22 inches. Good Lord. Losing is a guy lost 135 pounds. See all these stories right now at toploss.com and help yourself to success. The all-natural way, no drugs, no stimulants, just success. And again, at this time of year, there are lots of specials. Check out the Unlimited BOGO deal, and you can mix up the liquid, the capsules, the powder. Any way it works, take it. Use it, enjoy it, and feel good about yourself. Toploss.com, the website for all-natural Calitrin.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back on the American Family Farmer with some of the news this week. The question about food labels has come up and whether or not you are able, when you go to the grocery store, to see the whole story, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Walking through grocery store aisles, as I did this past weekend, I went to a Wegmans that I hadn't been to for a long time. I was bombarded with lots of information. I've become in the last year or so somebody who reads the labels. But you see lots of labels now. The people that are selling you stuff are getting wise to what it is that you're looking for. So they'll put in big letters, reduced sodium. And then another, only 100 calories per serving. So you'll think that you're making the right decision. However, that's not necessarily the case, according to a prominent cardiologist. Despite all these healthy claims, more and more people have high blood pressure, more and more people have high cholesterol, more and more people are trying to lose weight because they are being schnookered by the labels. So if you're selling your own produce on your farm, you don't have to have labels, unless it's milk, and milk you got to have labels on it. But if you're selling raw milk, or even if you're selling your own milk produced on the farm and pasteurizing it, the quality is so much better, you need to tout that. I think that's the most important part of understanding what's neat about being able to buy stuff on the farm. June is Dairy Month. It's also the month in which a lot of people expect to find a lot of fresh fruit. But I'm looking around the country. The wet June, certainly here in the Northeast, has stalled early fruit production and picking. And in some cases, folks over in Maine, for example, and here in Massachusetts, lost a lot of fruit because of a late season frost. It just isn't going to be there. So the fact that you're going to have to pay a lot more, people who don't understand what's going on. Why is strawberries twice as much this year as they were last year? Well, they're more expensive because there are fewer of them. Strawberries, I'm looking at some of the other things because of the cold and rainy June so far in some of the northern climes, growing is way off. I was talking to a fellow who comes to our farmer's market every week, and he said, for example, his corn, he won't have his first corn until the end of July, 1st of August. That means it's only going to be like 2.5 months worth of corn. Normally it's three. It usually starts around the 4th of July here. The further south, New Jersey, they have corn now. Go down to the Carolinas, they've had corn there for a couple of months. In Florida, they have it all year round. But jeepers crow. The weather here is really, I can speak from my own experience in the hay business. We really haven't gotten a substantial start on our haying yet. The hay is thick and rich and green, but because the rain is every other day, we can't dry it out. I'm actually going to put some of it into baleage for my cows, but I have a lot of customers who want good dry hay. And so it's affecting, especially in the north and northeast, all of you farmers there. I don't have your back, but you have my sympathy because I'm going through it as well. All right, so that's the update on a lot of the news that's affecting farmers and your food supply. We continue on with the American Family Farmer after these words.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer this week, bringing into the fold the president of the grain division of Superior Feed, John Sheeve, is here. He contributes regularly to agweb.com. I think the last time you were here, we were talking about managing the spread. I don't know that people really understand when it comes to grain, corn, that sort of stuff, how the markets affect and what's going on in the economic world, how that affects the markets. Is it too confusing for the average farmer who's growing this stuff to understand? Does he or she really get it, or is this a mystery to many people?
I think it is a mystery to most farmers, but that's because most of the people who buy and sell grain in the country are not incentivized to really educate the farmer on this, because it's to their advantage that they don't quite understand it, because it's where a lot of the end users and any buyers of grain technically probably make most of their profits. Because buyers of grain, doesn't matter if they're an end user or grain elevator or whatever, they're not taking any risk with the futures on the board. They are simply going to be, the minute you sell them grain, they're going to, and they buy it from you, to offset that, they're going to sell futures at the exact same second. So they take zero risk on the board. Where they make money is watching the spreads between the futures contracts. So right now, you're going to focus on, if you've still got old crop in your bin, you're focused on the July contract. If you're focused on what you're going to raise for a new crop that'll be harvested in the fall, you're focused on the December contract. The end users are going to be focused on what is July versus how much is September, and how much is September more than December, and how much is December more or less than March, May, June, and July, or March, May, and July. And the problem is that farmers focus on the futures because we know they can move anywhere from $1.50 to $2 a bushel per year, and in some years even more if we're looking at corn. But the problem is that the spreads, they're only going to move maybe 20 cents, sometimes 40, but that's a rarity, but normally just 20 cents in a year. So most farmers are like, well, why do I care about something that only moves 10% of what the futures can move?
And so explain why they should care.
The reason is because 20 cents, if you raise 200 bushels per acre corn, that's $40 per acre. That can be the difference of being able to rent a few more acres versus your neighbor, or just literally maybe your profits for the entire year. If we go back to $4.50 corn, that could be literally your profit for the year. So it is very important that you focus on it, or at least start learning how it affects you, because in most years it's going to pay if you put grain in the bin, having it sold, and you becoming a mini elevator yourself.
So the confusing part of this, I'm already confused, and we're only 4 minutes into the conversation. I think I said that to you last year. Everything is so doggone confusing. How does the farmer stand a chance unless he or she becomes an expert in all of this stuff? In the meantime, they're trying to farm, and you'd like to think that somebody would be on their side to help them out to get the maximum, because after all, how do you continue to produce good quality things if you don't have people that stay in business?
You got to find somebody who's on your team, and you've got to find someone who can help you navigate this. It's no different than a farmer who doesn't know how crop insurance works, doesn't know how the mechanic side of things work. They go out and hire people, part of their team. They're a CEO. They've got to find the best players for their team.
I'm not sure that a lot of people look at it that way, but that is a good way to look at it, frankly. Let's explore that more as we return here on The American Family Farmer with John Sheave. I'm Doug Steffen.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Russian forces are reportedly attacking a rebel mercenary group advancing towards Moscow. According to Reuters, military helicopters opened fire on a convoy of Wagner Group soldiers. Russian President Vladimir Putin in a video address says the group is betraying them by taking actions against soldiers in Ukraine and ordered his military to act.
We will defend our country and our state from any threats, including internal treason.
Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin has said there would be retaliation for the alleged deaths of over 2,000 of their fighters at the hands of the Russian military. A top-secret military acoustic detection system heard what the U.S. Navy suspects was the implosion of the Titan submersible Aaron Rial reports.
The discovery played a role in narrowing the search for the vessel. The Navy asked that the specific system used not be named, citing national security concerns.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And the things that move the markets. We have with us here from Superior Feed Ingredients, the president of the grain division, John Sheave, talking about how you can understand what goes on, how things fluctuate. The price is dependent on lots of different things. For example, the weather, and whether it's going to be a drought this year here in the Northeast. We're not big grain producers, but we are big when it comes to actual the food that's consumed by folks directly, whether it's asparagus at this time of year and strawberries, or whether it's corn, or whether it's radishes, or whether it's lettuce, or whether it's tomatoes. We're all affected by the weather. We're just smaller commodities. We're talking about bigger commodities here in a manner of speaking. But we don't seem, I guess, Mother Nature, well, it is what it is. The weather changes all the time, so that's going to influence. Why should farmers be surprised if they're well educated as to the price of soybeans this year versus last year because of the weather?
Exactly. If you could predict the weather, you would be the richest person on earth, because
yeah.
Everything revolves around it. It isn't just agriculture, but every aspect of our lives depends upon how the weather is, and no one can predict it. It's hard to predict it 1 to 2 hours out, let alone 5 days out. And then once you get beyond 2 weeks, the chances of it, you being right, I mean, you might as well flip a coin, because that's about how good your odds are.
There's advocacy needed for the farmer because of so much volatility in everything, quality of the seed, quality, you know, can we still get fertilizer? What's the best fertilizer to use? Should we be doing conventional? Should we be doing organic? All of these things that enter into making decisions as to how to succeed. And so in terms of helping the farmer, because we've admitted that it's difficult, it's almost like it was purposefully, like the dairy people get screwed by the processors purposefully. The collusion between the big ag commodity outfits and the government versus what the average farmer can do. And I sense it's the same over in your department, where the commodities, whether the people that are on the mercantile exchange or wherever it is, the prices are being set.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That sounds a little more conspiratorial, and I guess my thoughts are...
I think that way sometimes, yeah.
In general, the market is still determined by how much grain there is, and the market's job is to figure out where the grain is going to end up and how much is going to still be there. I mean, if we look at what we thought we had for storage on this grain back in October, we thought we would run out. Well, what happened? The market ran on up on price. It rationed everything off. And then, lo and behold, we do have enough grain because the price did what it did, and now it's coming back down to try and get rid of it. I see a lot of people who always get all upset with the USDA and think the USDA is price rigging, but that makes no sense because if you're price rigging, rigging on one side, then all the end users should be having just be making a ton of money hand over fist, and all you hear is that the end user isn't making any money either. So it's probably working the way it's supposed to work.
Well,
it just isn't going to be a clear picture because no one really knows what the final amount of grain is going to be.
Right, and that's the helter-skelter of it all. But I think maybe the conspiratorial stuff starts with having people like Sonny Perdue as the chief ag person, Secretary of Agriculture, during the whole business of COVID. There's a lot of corruption. I think that's why, John, there's so much cynicism, because people have seen now what happened to lots of the money that was supposed to help the smaller farmers, and this program is for the smaller farmers. There are a lot of family farmers that are growing a lot of grain, a lot of family farmers who are milking a lot of cows. And yet they didn't reap the largesse of the government because it was corrupt. So I think that's why the farmers aren't stupid. They get what's going on and they don't like it, and they shouldn't, but their voices are not as loud as the people that are the companies that are controlling the four or five big companies that control most of the commodities. And so
it's because of how they allow money to be lobbied into the government. That's
yeah,
a bigger
the
problem
farm bill.
Than that. But it's also the amount of money that can be used for lobbying. And so that's what you're really having to fight. And the problem is that comes back to the Supreme Court decision many years ago, which allowed for silent hush money to be thrown at politics in general. So where there's a lot of money, there's going to be a lot of people chasing it. It doesn't matter, again, if it's in agriculture, if it's in politics, wherever it is, people chase where there's dollars.
Well, because I'm focused on the family farms, that's sort of where I put my money where my mouth is, in a manner of speaking here, and trying to figure out what the best thing is as people get to hear you. We're looking for advice as to how to make their farm more successful. It's like, hello, it's like playing Russian roulette, in a manner of speaking. You find some commodities, people come to you, is there a year that people would say, okay, this is a good corn year, or this is a good bean year, or this is a good whatever the commodity is year? Can that be determined early on?
I think that it's probably one of those things where you're seeing it coming in advance. I think that we saw this in 2012, 2013, where cattle suddenly were going to make a lot of money because everybody was getting rid of them in 2012 because of the drought. And that when everybody was running away from them is the time to be running towards them, because then 2013, 2014 saw real profit. We saw this kind of going in here the other year when cattle people were leaving it because it was too expensive to feed them. Now suddenly we're seeing cattle prices significantly higher. So, yes, I think that happens all the time. When everyone's running in one direction, you should be running away from it. When everyone's running away from it, that's probably the time to start looking at the opportunity.
I know in the dairy business, what always happens is we find it here. Milk prices are good. Last year at this time, milk prices were the best they've been for decades. And so farmers went out and bought more cows. We're paying $1,700 for a good Holstein, $1,800 for a good Holstein, $1,400, $1,500 for a good Jersey. The market would normally be for a good Jersey cow, fresh, maybe $1,000, $1,100. And for a good Holstein, just fresh, maybe $1,200, $1,300, $1,400. So the increase was because the price went up, and then the government the government manipulates everything, and that's sort of
don't say that they manipulate, because they aren't necessarily manipulating numbers. If that was the case, then we'd run out of things where we'd have so much that we couldn't do it. I think you do a disservice to your listeners when you try and perpetuate that the USDA is out there.
I guess I'm not suggesting
that's just not But there's too many people who do that. So, well, that doesn't even make sense. But don't try and say that the USDA is giving out false numbers. They're full of people who are economists who are their job is to try and get it right. And they have egos. They want to be right. They want to have those numbers right. But
then why are there so many problems then? Okay, so John, help me
understand. It comes back to not being able to predict the weather. And because you can't predict the weather, you can't predict the final amount of bushels of corn, which also means you can't predict how many cattle are going to be on feed or taken off feed or how many cows are going to be milked and taken off. Again, well, if we can predict it right, it would be a complete big factory ran by three people, just like we see in the auto industry, whether mm-hmm. we see it in the cell phone industry, it would be the lowest cost producer wins. And that is what is the great equalizer here. Because we can't predict the weather, it allows a lot of small people to take on risks.
Maybe maybe my bias here is because I'm a dairy guy and not a grain guy. I'm not from that department. I know that what happens to dairy guys, price fixing, because the government wants to have pool prices where the big producers want them to be, the small guy gets the short end of the stick. And that's maybe my bias here. Maybe I shouldn't apply it to grain because I'm not in that business, but I am in the dairy business and I know how it works. And it doesn't work to help the small family farmer by any stretch of the imagination. Hold on a second.
Go ahead. Well, I think you're right on the dairy part of it, but I think that dairy saw what grain is going through now, and dairy has consolidated over the last 20, 30 years. I mean, 30 years ago, I remember how many 100 cow farms there were across the middle of the country. I'm from Nebraska, and that was very common. There was 100 cow dairy everywhere. Now there's 5,000 head dairies and nothing else. And there's very few of them. There's like two or three. Well, I think that you're seeing that with grain at the same time, where you're seeing a lot of people going away from the 500-600 acre farmer. Now we're up to, it's basically 1,500 to 2,000 is what you're going to see in there. So I think grain is the one that came last to the table here, but mm-hmm. we're even seeing it here in Minnesota with tomatoes. You were talking about strawberries and rhubarb and asparagus and things like that. We're seeing tomato farmers here who are getting absolutely huge with how many of these greenhouses they've got out. You've got guys who have 10, 15 greenhouses, and I have no idea how many acres are under those, but it seems like it's a lot more than what I'm going to grow in my backyard. So how many people are they feeding? It's always about trying to become bigger. I mean, that's what everyone tries to do. That's just the nature of the world, and probably to some extent, capitalism is.
Well, capitalism
is getting bigger.
Yeah, I hear that and see it. I'm just not sure it's good for the end user in terms of quality. Hold on a sec. Let's finish this conversation in a matter of moments here. John Sheeve is here, who is the president of Grain at Superior Feed Ingredients. Talking about grain, and every once in a while, because of my dairy experience and bias, that gets into the conversation. I've heard a lot of you talk about what it is that's going on in your own life, in your own body, in your health and well-being. Your body's not balanced. That's the case with most people who don't feel well. There's too much acidity and not enough alkalinity in your body, and that's where Balance 7 comes in. Every time I talk about this, I know a couple of people get put into a place of having Balance 7 as the prime manipulator of their bodies, shall we say. So if you want a body that's balanced, then Balance 7 is the ticket. 800-793-9039, 800-793-9039. Balance your body with Balance 7.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
All right, back for a couple of more minutes. John Shiva is here from Superior Feed Ingredients. So what do you want to take away? What do you want us to take away from this conversation today? What do you want the family farmer who may be a grain person to take away from what you're saying, where the market is now and where it may be going, and what to do with the farm?
I think the biggest thing that they face is the risk over the next 2 weeks. Over the last 40 years, traditionally, the corn market has topped out this week. And that doesn't mean every year. It just means that over time, this is the average time of the year. It's because it's the most weather risk. The next 2 weeks are when we don't know what's going to happen during the pollination period across the middle part of the corn belt, and it will affect the prices. If we have a fairly average size crop, we don't even have to hit the trend line yields. We have so much in carryout. Our exports are too high, and the USDA has been overly aggressive on how much they think we're going to export next year. We can lose quite a bit of yield, and corn prices still do not have to go higher.
Yeah, I think that's another thing we haven't talked about, the way a commodity prices are affected by the markets, the overseas markets. The Chinese are, I think, our biggest customer, aren't they? We're not on great terms with them in a number of different ways. So, again, the political realities will shape, I guess, the price of things as well, right?
Exactly. But Brazil is becoming a bigger and bigger and important force in our markets. And so we have to understand that the more Brazil grows, the more they have an effect on the world. And if we become kind of the backup to the rest of the world for our corn that we're produced here. The rest of the world just uses us for our grain bins, basically.
Not exactly a great situation. John, thank you for your insight. Good to have you here. President of Grain and Superior Feed Ingredients, John Sheeve, with some interesting and important analysis here on the American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts about the milk marketing system. For those of you who have cows, those of you who are running dairy farms, those of you who are frustrated with the attention and frankly the favoritism that is paid toward the big, huge agribusinesses, the factory farms, cows are just a commodity. They're not beings. They're a means to an end. And I think the government is fully responsible for this. And as far as I'm concerned, it's time to move on. The milk marketing system doesn't work. It needs to be reformed. I go back to my earliest memories on the farm, the dairy barn. We used to have, I think there were 14, we milked 14 cows. I think some of my happiest memories, getting up early in the morning after I learned how to milk the cows and care for them, doing my part to provide help on the farm. It wasn't my family farm, but it was a farm, well, it became my family farm in a sense. But the being around cows like I have been all my life, it's brought some of the nicest memories, but also some of the earliest heartache, because it's such a tough business. On its best days, it's frustrating the way it's done here in America because of the federal milk marketing order. The system doesn't work. It has never really worked. Dairy farmers work hard, maybe harder than any other kind of farmer, and they deserve a fair and transparent paycheck for 365 days a year, morning, noon, and night. The system doesn't work. My frustration with it, with the unfairness, the uncertainty of the market, it's one of the issues that has led me to be involved with the National Farmers Union and with Farm Bureau, the American Farm Bureau Federation. And so, what can we do? What are we doing to help I'm thinking 40, 50 years of what lack of progress, frankly. We shouldn't be paying for the trucking of our milk. That should be paid for by the processor, not the producer. We're the producers. They're the processors. They need the milk in order to sell it, and we need to get it from our farm to the... But how did it get to the point where instead of us bringing it there ourselves, well, they mandated we had to have it brought in trucks, needed to be in tanks. When I was a kid, and I'm reflecting back on all of these memories, I remember picking up... There were two jugs. There were the small ones that had 20 gallons in them, and the pounds. We always measured milk by the pound. And then the big jugs that I remember lifting, and that's what made me stronger, into the cooler, the 45-gallon jugs. And anyway, so I'm going down memory lane a little bit here with you. There's just the arrogance, I think, of Secretary Vilsack, and it was worse with Sonny Perdue, how they ask you as the dairy farmer to basically carry the load instead of the people who at the end ought to be paying and the people in the middle ought to be paying so that you can continue to produce the good quality product that you are producing. The class pricing formula is crazy. The pooling is crazy. The milk check transparency isn't there. The people that I know here in New England will form their own co-op. I know a couple, three or four guys, actually, who have these two farmers, one in New Hampshire and one in Massachusetts, that share milk. And it's produced under the family farm name, and they sell lots of it because it's good, and they don't have to deal with the federal government at all. Sometimes when you're doing that, you have to pay the pool price to keep it, but I think it's a certain level you don't have to. Anyway, my message here is clear, hopefully. I want an increase for the processors. I think that the milk price formula is a mess. The cheese part of it, the whey part of it, the powder part of it. What you should get is what you deserve for selling milk by the quart, by the gallon, whatever it is. But the current situation is untenable. Dairy farmers have made tremendous strides in improving the quality of the milk, the nutritional value, and then it gets spoiled by being processed by these guys. It's time to restore fairness to our hardworking dairy farm families. That's my thinking. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.